From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Brancaccio. President-elect Trump's inauguration is expected to draw the biggest mass protest of an elected president since Richard Nixon in 1973, when 60,000 demonstrators descended on Washington. One of these protests, the Women's March on Washington, was conceived on Facebook and pulled together in just a few short months, a feat that would have been impossible even a decade ago. As Marketplace's Adam Allington reports, innovations in social media are expanding possibilities for activists.
Women's March organizers are predicting as many as 200,000 attendees, people like Sarah Archambault from Providence, Rhode Island. Archambault says she first heard about the march on Facebook and was immediately on board.
I felt this kind of passion inside me that if something was going to happen and it was going to be big, I wanted to be in those numbers.
Archambault found a super cheap plane ticket for $100 round trip, which she quickly sent to her friends.
I kind of shot out a text to this network of women, and I would say in a matter of hours, that fare was gone, and like by the end of the day, you couldn't fly out.
The Women's March also stands out as perhaps the biggest rideshare to date, with some 50,000 protesters booking bus travel through an app called Rally.
We talk a lot about the sharing economy. Well, I always say buses were part of the sharing economy before there was ever a term.
Numan Akram is the CEO of Rally. Basically, it's like Uber for buses.
We don't own any buses, just like, the ride-sharing companies don't own any cars. What we do is help people get together.
Getting together on this scale takes immense amounts of money, marketing, and digital expertise, the likes of which was previously only available to big companies, not first-time volunteers.
This is new to a lot of people.
CC Hall is on the support team organizing some 275 sister marches across all 50 states. One huge innovation she points to is Slack, an online chat platform that allows organizers to communicate in real time without having to plow through a bunch of emails.
In the past, it would be field people, and then there'd be the digital team, and they would be doing, you know, email blasts and things like that. Then there's this fringe group that would be doing like social media, Twitter. Now it's all combined. It has to be.
Hall says fundraising is also easier now, with Donate Now buttons that interface seamlessly with social media. For getting the word out, however, she says there's still no substitute for good old-fashioned PR. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.